Good morning, Dashers. We've received reports of beans and wieners being taken from the visiting professor cabins out on the Balderdash Pond side of the campus. With this rash of potted meat thefts, we wanted to remind you to please keep yours locked up safe. The last thing we need is some hungry creature going after your wiener at night. What? All right, Butler, what are you laughing at now?
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Balderdash.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Balderdash.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly.
Balderdash.
Good afternoon, Dashers. Could the faculty please report to the teacher's lounge for teacher check-in? Could the faculty please report to the teacher's lounge? We'll be in room E.
Everybody, welcome. Sit down, sit down. It's great to see you here tonight.
Frankly, guys, I'm having a hard time. These long winter days are just so dark, and it's hard to be at home. But I'm glad to be here with you guys today.
Golly, you guys, I'm just like Professor Marie. It just feels like this semester is just going on forever and ever and ever, and I'm losing my mind.
How about we come up with something that can help us get through the doldrums of this bleak midwinter?
I love doldrums. They're my best favorite. They're my favorite type of drums. And I think we should bring them into more things we do.
Just imagine if doldrums were part of our everyday routine. What if we got to school and we all just did a doldrum circle, right? We all just formed a nice doldrum circle, had it out.
Kinetic to potential energy right in the morning. We get that drum circle. We get our energy flowing. Fantastic.
Let's start tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Man, you guys just come up with the best ideas. I think this is great.
Now, I am so excited. I have an entire box of doldrums. I'm going to blow the dust off the doldrums and bring them in for tomorrow morning.
Omelets. I'm going to bring omelets.
Perfect. I love omelets. Mm-hmm. We could pair it with maybe a fresh fruit salad. You know what? I can go and talk to Miss Debris if you want and see if we can get her to make us some of her like famous
quiche. Her quiche.
Oh,
her
yes.
Quiche is amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Her quiche with that balderdash basil is fantastic.
Really, guys, you just know how to turn my day around. We're gonna start tomorrow with omelets, quiche, and doldrums. What could be better?
So I'm sorry if you're hearing my tummy rumbling, but all this talk of food is just making a gurgle and blurble.
Totally, I can totally relate to that, Professor. Hey, okay, so we got food. We got doldrums. How about we add one more activity? How about dance?
Unified dancing is something that I excelled at in my church group. And I would love to bring that to the class. So like maybe half of us can do a doldrum circle. The other half can do some unified dancing while we eat omelets and salads.
Ventriloquy. I studied to be a ventriloquist in college. It was my first calling. And then I came here and taught English Lit. And, you know, next thing you know, here we are. But I'm thinking if we could do doldrums dance, we could dance to the doldrums with puppets unified.
Wow, this is amazing. You want to talk about rising self-esteem? We teach ventriloquism to the kids. Ooh. With the new mask mandates, everyone would be perfect at it.
Yes.
Xylophones? I don't know how to play a doldrum, so maybe if I could just bring my xylophone from home, that would be a great way for me to participate without prior knowledge of doldrumming.
Yodeling is something I thought I would do, so maybe you can play the xylophone and I'll yodel along with you.
Oh. Zoobily Zoo, Romperum, Electric Company. These were all shows that inspired me in the arts as a child. I recommend we watch them so that we can brush up on our creative side.
AbFab. I used to watch that as a kid, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Zoobly Zoo, AbFab. It's great, like TGIF lineup.
Boy, are you guys bringing back some memories. I am, wow, like nostalgia flowing back. Zoobly Zoo was the bomb.com. Oh, man, this is great. You guys are really giving me all the feels this morning in the right way.
Careful how we approach this, but I think a morning meeting opening with one of the songs from our favorite childhood shows could really help us out.
Damn Yankees. Okay, all right, please, damn Yankees, tomorrow morning, damn Yankees, doldrumming, damn it, you guys, you know how to turn a girl's day around.
Everyone had a fantastic ideas, let's move forward with this. I'm glad we're doing well. Great meeting, everybody.
Yes, great meeting.
Balder 97.5.
That was King of the Doldrums by Bite My Wiener. Bite My Wiener's King of the Doldrums off their I Hate Everybody album. Speaking of Bite My Wieners, we have Bite My Wieners in here with me, Flip Axman, a heavy house of heavy metal. Now, what I understand is the musical accompaniment by my wiener is mostly the Grand Doldrum. Tell me about the Grand Doldrum and how it fits into your music. And I'll ask Stanley Simpkin, lead doldrum player. Stanley, what does a doldrum mean to you and your music?
Well, when it comes to rock and roll and the doldrums, it just fills me with pure joy.
Fills you with pure joy. Yeah, I get it. You know, there are times, this one time I was in Bangkok, right? And I saw a doldrum on the side of the street. I'm like, hey, dude, why are you playing that doldrum? You know what he said to me? Freaking
what did he
nothing.
Say?
He just threw the horns, kept on playing. Hardest rock trip I've ever had in my life. So, Stanley, tell me about your whole aesthetic.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are curious why I sound like this, but don't sing like this. I guess it's just after years of practice, and a lot of people think that I sound like Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, there's a definite connection. You know, I was thinking to myself, where have I heard this before? And then I realized it. I was in Las Vegas, 1995, playing with Metallica, when all of a sudden, I'm like, dude, what is that voice? Next thing I know, Kermit the Frog's in the Jumbotron. He was rocking out to Metallica. Enter Sandman. Screw friggin' Enter Piggy. Best night of my life.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, but you know, Bite My Wiener would be nothing without these two.
So you're these so two, kind. Of course, being Rebecca Coach and Sarah Clockface. So Rebecca and Sarah, as the lead singer and main guitarist of this band in general, you have a tendency to go over hard, trying to focus on the rage and the music. And I get that. I understand it. What's your inspiration to that anger?
My inspiration is just like everyday occurrences. What about yours?
Rebecca, everyday occurrences happen all the time. Sarah, tell me about your inspiration for your rage. Where does that anger come from?
That anger comes from zucchinis.
And, zucchinis?
Other vegetables that I was forced to eat as a child.
Don't talk to her about them. Stop it.
I still caught rickets.
Calm down, Rebecca.
Yeah, look, you're raging out here. I gotta tell you, I understand. When I was 25 years old, I was in Tokyo playing with a band called Raging Zucchinis. And the next thing you know, people just assumed we were all vegan. We'd go somewhere, hey, go to a steakhouse. They'd serve us, like, I don't know, cabbage. I'm like, come on, what's up? So, it's time for a station identification, but when we return, we'll have more with Bite My Wiener.
Hi, I'm Mort.
Hi, I'm Mindy.
And you're listening to
Balder 97.5.
Rebecca, you were focusing on your rage, and I understand that rage is a big part of your music. So, how did you bring in that doldrum sound into Bite My Wiener?
Oh, well, first I brought the doldrum, and then I greased it up, and then I thought about my rage, and then I balled up my fist, and I just banged away, and then these two chuckleheads came by and said, man, have you thought about joining a band? And I mean, the rest is, you know, history, solid gold.
History.
And you know what really got me started is I went to a yoga class that focused on the doldrums.
Yes.
And it really helped me center my chakras, which I hear they do over on that other radio program a lot.
Yeah, that other radio program, Centering Your Chakras, obviously refers
Mort
to
and Mindy or
both
something.
Mort and Mindy's ASMR
Mort and
corner.
Mindy.
Mort and Mindy, yeah.
I just want everyone to know that I have so much rage and anger in me that I love to express it in music, because I feel like sometimes I can't express it every time. So that's where mine comes from.
Your rage really shows through in your electric guitar riffs.
Thank you.
You shred hardcore. Yeah.
Would you like to hear one right now?
I'd love to hear one. Yeah, let's set it up. Set it up.
This is based on turning on the water when I'm trying to take a shower and hot water doesn't come out. It's just cold.
Yeah, kick ass, kick ass, kick ass.
That's how I feel when that happens.
I completely understand. Which leads us to our next song. This is Shrinking Testicles by Hard Water Bandits. Only on the House of Heavy Metal, Balder 97.5.
Love that band.
Hello, welcome to Yoga Today here in the village. I want you all to just take a deep breath. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now shake it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Good, good, good. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to pull out your doldrums. We're going to form a circle. I'm going to do doldrum yoga.
Zoop.
So the first thing I need you to... Yes, you in the back.
Instructor, I'm really sorry. I seem to have forgotten my doldrum today. I was wondering if there were doldrums for recreational use.
Oh, you forgot your doldrum. Show of hands, who here forgot their doldrums? Okay, all of you.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah. All right, that's okay. This is about... I can understand why you didn't bring your doldrums to the doldrum yoga. So this is what
Excuse
we're going to do.
Yogi?
Yes, you in the back. You in the
Yogi,
back, yes.
I have my doldrum and it is already greased and ready.
Wow. Wow. Now, I'm not going to call you out as an example of what you should have done.
before you came to yoga class, because this isn't about singling people out. This is about finding your inner truth of self-awareness. But everybody should have brought their greased doldrum. Yes, you in the back. Yeah.
Hi. I didn't bring my doldrum, but I did bring you an apple for the teacher.
See, that's fine. That's good. Yeah, this is what we're thinking about. This is what we're thinking about. Self-worth. What am I worth to you?
An apple.
What is my time worth to you? All right. We're going to focus around this. Thank you for the apple. It's my favorite type of apple. Free. So what we're going to do is we're going to focus on ourselves now. We're going to focus on ourselves. So what I want you to do is I want you to all sit in a circle. Sit. We're not going to do the doldrums just yet. We're all going to sit in a circle.
Phew.
Put my doldrum.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Mrs. Zielinski, you brought your doldrum. You deserve to be singled out as somebody who stands above the rest. So thank you. The rest of you, I need you to be calm. I need you to think about what you did wrong by not bringing your doldrum to a doldrum yoga. So what we're going to do is we're going to fold our hands in our lap. And this is a position that I like to call existential guilt.
Oh.
And we're going to take our attention. We're going to take all of our attention. We're going to take all of our attention. We're going to put it into that weird bottomless pit of the stomach that you have. Where you know that you did wrong. And what I want you to do is I want you to focus on that pain and uncomfortableness. And I want you to move it forward.
Excuse me, Yogi? Mr. Yogi Bear?
Yes, yeah. Mrs. Zielinski.
Can because I don't have any guilt, because I actually brought my doldrum, can I feel like bad for them? Or can I like...
You know, it's not about feeling bad. It's not about feeling good. It's about feeling superior to other people. So what I want you to do, Ms. Zielinski, I want you to focus on that sense of entitlement that you now have deep within your lower neck muscles. And I want you to bring it forward into your fingertips. Yeah. What I want you to do is I want you to hit out a beat on your doldrum. You're gonna
and you can call me Karen.
I got you, Karen. I feel you. I feel you. I want you to leave that doldrum beat. Bring in the beat. Bring in the beat. That's it. That's it. That's the beat. That's the beat. That's the beat. The rest of you, focus on that guilt. Focus on that guilt. Develop that guilt. That's it. That's it. We need more crying from you. That's what I need. Yeah. Yeah. You, sir, in the front.
I can only focus on radishes. I can't focus on beets. I have more guilt.
That's fine. Focus on the radish and realize you focus on the radish because deep inside you know you're not good enough for beets.
I'm not.
Dirty, dirty vegetable. Dirty.
I'm not good enough for beets.
That's it. That's it. That's it. I want you to bring... That's it. Bring it. Bring it out. Bring it out.
Oh, Ms. Zielinski, I'm so sorry. All of that guilt just came forward out of me right onto your doldrum.
There's a beat.
That's okay. That's why we grease the doldrums. It makes it easier for cleanup.
Yeah.
It's good to see that you had corn yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is what we need. This is where we need to go. Remember, yoga is nothing without that existential guilt crushing you from the inside.
I feel awful.
Exactly. Perfect. That's what I need you to feel right now. So remember, when you get home tonight, I want you to focus on what you've done wrong in your life, particularly when you're trying to rest. That'll build up enough stress for next week when I'll help you focus it into further rage. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, Yogi.
That was Screaming Pantaloons by Vane Deer. Coming up next, Mort and Mindy's ASMR Corner, only on...
Balder 97.5.
Oh, hey, Mindy. Mindy.
Yes, Mort?
It looks like we have a special guest in the studio today. And it's
I'm excited.
It's none other than Headmaster Bob from Balderdash Academy.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Look, you have such a soothing voice.
He does, doesn't he? Thank you.
I wouldn't have guessed that as a headmaster, you would have such a cool, calm, and collected presence.
That's right. I learned through years of dealing with children that you need to stay as calm and as possible because they can sense fear.
I heard that. Headmaster Bob, we have some special sounds set aside for you tonight. I'd like to present the first one in honor of you being here. I find this one particularly relaxing after a long day. This is the sound of children playing at recess.
Sounds like I've gone home again.
Brings me back to my childhood, like so many other things that we play on this show. I've got another one that I think Headmaster Bob will like. This is the sound of a student who is upset that he just failed a class. Oh, wow. Yeah, he sounds pissed.
Yeah.
Totally we does. Have a word for that in the academy. Oh. It's called Coach Steving.
Coach Steving.
Oh, Coach Steving.
Yeah, Coach Steving. He celebrates by playing a recording of an angry child whenever he wins a basketball game.
Oh.
Yeah, we've heard the recording once. Mm. It was played accidentally.
Well, just really realigns my chakras. I feel so at one with my being right now.
I didn't even know I had chakras, but I do now.
Coach Steving helped you to find your chakras.
It did, yeah. It's amazing. Thank him next time I see him.
It's amazing. Yeah. So wonderful. So many thanks.
Yeah, he's such a real asset to the school. We wouldn't be who we are without Coach Steve's, Coach Steving recordings. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Headmaster Bob, this is a very short segment. I apologize, but I think we're going to leave the final soundbite to you. What would you like to hear?
This is my favorite sound from the school. This is the sound of the opening bell. Meanwhile, in the caverns beneath Balderdash Academy. Karen, I'm right here. Do you hear those doldrums?
Edgar!
I hear doldrums in the distance.
Is that my imagination, or are those... You hear it too?
I hear it.
Maybe we can follow the sound to get out of this godforsaken tunnel.
No, we just remember, if it's that Beelzor thing, don't sniff it.
Okay.
Don't sniff it.
I don't know how much more candy, cotton candy spider webs I can eat.
It's definitely getting louder. I think it's down this passage.
Is it? Or is that the echo? Is that my echo? Oh my God.
This place is really messing with your mind. I didn't realize this was so big. I thought it was just a hole in the ground. This thing goes on forever.
Well, you're the one that brought us down here.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Yes? Yes? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Sorry, that's my own echoing.
I am... the demon of this passageway!
Oh my God! Why?
And I am just one of the demons that you will encounter in these passageways.
Please tell us you're not Beelzor. Or a Beelzor.
Well, there are many types of Beelzors.
Oh,
but only one Balderdash Beelzor. I I'm not that Beelzor.
Okay. Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God. I was going to say, I will hold me, but don't touch me.
I am just a demon of these passageways.
Okay, cool. Just a demon. What's up, demon? So, how are things? We are just down here on a mission. Let me take my notepad, just check. We are looking for Baldur aid. Could you point us in the right direction by any chance? We came from over there, over there, over there, over there, over there, around there, and back through there.
Look, what Karen's trying to tell you is we've been walking for days and we have no way to get out of here.
I'm so thirsty. Just
point us to an exit.
So thirsty.
Perfect. I would be happy to. On one condition.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sure.
Your souls.
My soul. Sure. These are Keds.
Thank you.
They're pretty pricey.
You fantastic.
Yeah, they're white.
I'm a size six.
They were white before I got here. They're look, brown.
You can cut mine down.
I only need one pair.
I'm a seven.
Just two souls.
I'm a seven. Wear a pair of thick socks, and you got this, demon. You got
fantastic.
This.
Thank you. You are mortals. All right. These are quite cushy. Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Try a back hop. Go ahead. Yeah, that's for tennis.
That's quite a bounce.
Yeah.
Well, I do need to warn you, though. In the next passageway, you'll find hot coals. Be careful without shoes.
Oh, man, you got me.
Yeah,
Where'd she go?
Hello? Hello?
Demon? Shoe demon? Oh, guys, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, you know how we talked about I'm going to talk to Miss Debris about the quiche for the doldrum circle, and I can't do it right now. I have an emergency parent tissue teacher contest, and so I have to go to that right away. So I was hoping that one of you could step in for me because parent, teacher, tissue, t-shirt contests are like really, really important.
Did you say this was food related?
Yeah. Remember we talked about the quiche for the doldrums?
Sure. Yeah. I taught a quiche lesson last week in home ec. So okay. Yeah, right up my alley.
Okay. Quiche the cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, sure.
I really appreciate it. You know, no rush on it. I know that I promised it to the rest of the staff, faculty. So I figured.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
I got to go grab my box of Kleenex and get my t-shirt. And thanks so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll report back.
Okay, bye.
Hey, guys, what'd I miss? I just heard Kleenex and t-shirt.
I don't know. I can't help. I'm lactose intolerant, so quiche you later.
Are these pants making me look sexy? Cause I feel like I got it going on. Hey, anybody wanna do this dance with me? And everybody
coming
my song.
Excuse me, Miss Debris. I'm sorry.
Hey.
I'm really sorry to interrupt your moment.
Professor, want to be a cop?
Stuart Harmon, it's fine. It's okay. I know. You see a lot of people, a lot of students, a lot of professors. That was a really nice little dance you were doing. I just want to commend you. You should join us tomorrow morning for our doldrum dance circle. So A, I'm coming with an invitation, and B, I need your help. Okay. So Professor McGill has tasked me to come down to come and help you get us quiche for tomorrow.
Help me get you quiche.
Yes.
All right. I got that. I just want to let you know that Coach Steve gave me that little dance number. He said it'll keep my joints spry. So when I'm serving, I am limber and ready to attack. Yeah.
You know what, Miss Debris, I feel like that's something that our entire faculty could benefit from, so there might be another time where maybe we need to have a faculty debris dance lesson. But that's not what I'm here for today.
Okay. Yeah, quiche.
We really gotta focus. Quiche. I'm sorry, I got really excited. Yes, quiche. Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to make sure we've got some members of our staff that are lactose intolerant. So we need to get it. We're going to need to have two kinds of quiche.
Right. So the same kind of quiche and they can throw up. Got it? Yep.
Well, maybe one of the quiches we could just like omit the dairy so that we don't have a throw up situation.
I see what you're doing there. Yeah, that's sweet of you. But we both know we just make the same quiche.
Okay, maybe Miss Dubois just doesn't have to eat quiche, I guess.
She eats the quiche. She eats the quiche.
The other thing about the quiche is that I think that there have been some requests for some balderdash basil in it.
Sweet honey! You want some balderdash basil in there?
Yeah, but if you could just like put it in the quiche... I've been having a really, you know, rough winter. It's been, these days are really long, and so I just feel like, you know, it would not only help me, but it would help my entire fellow faculty members.
Come here.
Okay, oh, wow, I've never been back here before.
Come in close so you can smell the garlic on my breath.
Oh, you're very close to my face.
I know, I made garlic mashed potatoes today.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I can tell.
Listen, the nurse doesn't want me making with the balderdash bees. So it has to be on, as the kids say, the skinny meat.
we can put some skinny meat in the quiche too. I don't think that we have any vegetarians.
No, okay, you're not picking up. As the kids say, you're not lingo to the kid low. You don't know the kid sayings with the, okay, listen, I'm gonna say it in old lady terms.
Okay.
All right. Balderdash basil is totally fine, but you can't tell the nurse. She isn't in on it.
No, she's not. She's a
oh, I didn't say it. Her. I didn't say it. No, it's okay.
I've had plenty of encounters with her, and she thinks she knows everything. And
you know what she doesn't know? How good
about the balderdash basil?
Look at these pants. You like these? They're high-waisted jeans.
They are. Look at me. Look at me. Rib cage. It's gone.
Look at me split. Quibbity woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a spatula in there.
Whoa.
Look at this. Spaghetti spoon. Come on, my teeth.
Miss Debris, you're multi-talented, and I really look forward to learning some of your really sweet dance moves. But for real, I need a guarantee that you're going to be tomorrow at the Doldrum Dance Circle, and we're going to have some quiche with some balderdash basil and skinny meat.
You know what I'm going to do?
Tell me.
I'm going to make you a couple of quiches.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Bree. Amazing.
You're welcome.
I'll see you at 7.
And I will see you when I'm ready to see you, okay? I'll tell you when they're ready to pick it up, but I won't really tell you, so you just come on down when I'm ready. Okay, bye-bye.
She closed the door. Okay, all right. I'll come back tomorrow morning.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service. Oh no, there's another. Hello?
Hello? Okay, this is creepy. What? Over here. Edgar. Edgar, you go first. Hey! Hi!
Hey, it's Hot Coals. My name, you can just call me Hot.
Hey, Hot.
Hey. Dude,
that's a little modest, don't you think?
My mom named me.
Edgar.
Edgar, that's your name. Let's make fun of that. How about that?
Eddie. You can call me Eddie. I mean, that's, no, like, that's a name, right?
Call you Ed. Call you Edgar. Okay. Your feet. Those are amazing feet.
Thank you.
His feet?
No, the shoeless wonder over here. Yeah.
Thanks. Shoe demon just took my last, my pair of kids. I got them for Christmas, but it's fine. It's fine.
She sets me up for the best feet. Oh, yeah. Just walking around the underdone dungeons with those no shoes on.
Yep. For the past, 4 feet. Sure did. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty daring.
Uncomfortable. Uh-huh. Why so? Yeah. Feel comfortable.
You feel comfortable?
Good.
I'm glad. This is a place of comfort.
Edgar, this is getting weird.
Hut Coles, we need to find a way out of here. Do you know any way we could get out of these dungeons?
Oh, you bet your britches I do. Yeah.
Okay, great. Yes. Spill the beans, buddy.
This is the part of the conversation where you share that information.
Yes, let me take out my notepad. Yep.
Okay. Alright, so first thing you want to do.
Okay.
You want to definitely make sure you're following your nose. This is all based on scent here, okay? You want to follow the, what's that smell when you light a match?
Sulfur.
Sulfur. Yeah, you want to follow that sulfur smell.
Rotten egg. Right? Yeah.
No, just sulfur. I mean, you want to follow the sulfur smell. Once you get to where it is unbearable. Mm. Unbearable.
That sounds pleasant.
You want to take a sharp right. All right? And from there, you're looking for the smell of warmed pastrami. Now, you want, the pastrami to be warmed in a microwave. You don't want it to be warmed by, over a hot flame or anything like that. You're looking for, microwaved deli pastrami smell.
So, intense sulfur to microwaved pastrami.
Yeah, okay. You don't even need to write this down. You guys are so good. Mm-hmm. So good.
Remember that.
And the next part, you may want to figure some way to cover those tootsies up because it's this little jagged little pills you got to walk over. All right?
Do you have a suggestion? Anything you want to help?
Is there any place we can go down here to get shoe coverings?
Shoeless one.
We have a footlocker right around that left corner there.
Yes! Okay.
That's great.
It's poorly lit, and the representatives there take frequent breaks. But you can go. They do take Amex.
We can deal with this.
We got this. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Hot coals.
Right around the left, and then follow that sulfur smell.
You are thank so you. Helpful. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Just down right here, right? Just down
right
this hall.
Right around here?
Yep.
Here?
Yep.
Excellent.
Here. Watch out, Edgar. Okay.
Karen, did we just hallucinate that?
I don't have any shoes on, so I'm thinking no, but I want to say yes.
All right, on to the footlocker.
Let's go.
Thank you so much for coming in early before your shift. I am so glad that we are able to do this 3-month review before we start the rest of the week. So I just quick check in. How do you think things are going for you your first 3 weeks at Foot Locker?
Well, it's kind of slow down here. What should I do? The Fire and Brimstone line is really, really moving fast.
That's just part of this branch location.
Right. Yes. I understand that. I mean, I'm hoping for an advancement maybe to an upper level at some point where it doesn't smell so much.
Absolutely. You know, week 4 is often when we open up the opportunity to our employees to go work at the Foot Locker on Brooklyn Ave.
Wow.
However, you're still here at work. It's still week 3 for you. You know, you've just got this this one last week, and we've only got one set of appointments lined up for later this week. So I just want to make sure that you are prepared. All right?
Yeah, I'm prepared, ma'am. I stocked all two sets of shoes back there.
Perfect.
They're in alphabetical and chronological order.
You are proving your worth every day here. And I look forward to promoting you to the Brooklyn Street location. But one final thing, this appointment that you have, I know this goes against all logic, but you have to provide the worst customer service experience ever.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I am a demon, so.
Yeah, exactly. And that is why I feel as though you are the most qualified.
My natural ability. I tap into that.
Exactly. All right. I think you're good to hold down the fort. As you know, we have no.
All eight arms are holding it down.
I knew I could count on you. All right. I'll see you next week on Brooklyn Street if you do this right.
Boy. All right, I won't let you down. Have a terrible day.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimble.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify,
and our website, comedythinktanked.com.
God, so Hiram. I was looking at that there newspaper about 2 months ago, and I was thinking about all them disappearances of food out near Baldash Pond. And I was thinking to myself, I know what did it.
You do you? Well, what did it? Fill me in.
Well, gosh, I was sitting there thinking all them cabins what was broken into, it was off-season. So it had nothing but spam and baked beans. So I was thinking, it's obviously a Balderdash Pond hermit.
The hermits. I thought we got rid of them 10 years ago. They're always coming back. They're like buzzards.
Yeah. People go out here, think they can live off land out there, Balderdash Woods. But I tell you, there's no other explanation. I mean, it's not like there's some vast underground cavern system full of demons and whatnot below the school or something.
No, we proved that wrong, didn't we, Homer?
Well, I gotta tell you, we tried mighty hard to prove it, and we ain't found nothing but Bigfoot.
No. He's a good guy, though. Yeah.
He is. Don't know where he got them shoes so darn big, but...
Oh, no.
And I got to be honest with you, there ain't a Foot Locker in the area, so I don't know where he picked them up, but...
Doesn't strike me as the type to have the internets.
Well, no, considering he did not need to use a computer out there in the woods. Yeah. But what I'm thinking is, what if we lie in wait, trying to catch this Balderdash Pond hermit?
I love a good hermit hunt.
So the way I figure it is all this guy is eating is spam and baked beans. So we could catch him in one of three ways. We either lay a bait and wait for him to come over to get it. That's way number one.
Yeah, that can take some time. Yeah.
Way number two is we ask around, see if anybody's missing an odd son.
Odd son. Yeah, even ones are fine, but the odd ones we're looking for.
Step three is we train a hunting dog to focus on the odor of sulfur and methane coming out of that there buttholes from eating so many spam and baked beans, and we're guaranteed to find them.
I... Homer, I think you struck gold with that last one because that is like Old Faithful, just sulfurous gases just spewing out their buttholes all over the place. I think the dogs are going to be able to find them lickety-split.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to find ourselves a dog and teach him to hunt down rotten eggs and microwave pastrami. And then we're going to hit them woods if we can't find that hermit.
I'm on it. Hey, doesn't Jimmy breed dogs?
Well, I believe he did, but last time I saw, he was down in Florida.
Oh, that's no good.
Well, the nice thing about that is the dogs already know what sulfur smells like.
Oh, that's...
I mean, yeah. Have you ever been to Florida, Hiram?
No, I've gotten a postcard from there once, though.
I took Martha down to Disney World back out in 1979, and I gotta tell you, the tap water in Florida tastes like something Walter White dumped out of the back of an RV. Trust me, we get a dog from Florida, we'll find that balderdash pond hermit.
Good thing we got a connection to Jimmy down there, then.
Yeah. You go talk to Phyllis and Gary, and I'll see if we can't get some spam and baked beans. We'll meet up back here in about 4 hours.
4 hours. Got Phyllis! Gary! Gotta talk to you!
Oh, faculty, it's great to see that you're actually all here in the teacher's lounge rather than at work. I need your help. My moment in history class is going incredibly well, but I want to talk about post-industrial revolution, and I figured I would focus on hermits, specifically garden hermits. Now, let me explain. This can be a little out there if you're not in the know. So in the late 18th century, early 19th century, the Industrial Revolution hit and people wanted a way back to the ideal of that romantic pastoral life. So what they used to do, the rich would actually hire hermits. These characters to live in caves or grottos on their property. And they would actually take out ads in local papers describing exactly what they want. I actually have an example of that. There was a guy named Charles Hamilton. He was an English politician, and he was looking for a hermit. And he wrote in the advertisement, where he shall be provided with a Bible, optical glasses, a mat for his feet, a hassock for a pillow, an hourglass for his timepiece, water for his beverage, and food from the house. He must wear a camlet robe, and never under any circumstances must he cut his hair, beard or nails, stray beyond the limits of the grounds, or exchange one word with a servant. So he had these incredibly detailed directions to follow. So you're asking, okay, well, what does a hermit cost at this time period? Like, how much does this guy looking to make?
Yeah, really.
So bizarre, yeah.
So 700 guineas.
Oh, a lot of birds.
Is what was offered. Now here's the thing.
Right? Pigs.
In today's money, 700 guineas is around $500,000.
Wow.
So
dude.
And is this like per year or just total? Like
in total. But for $500,000, even if the guy stayed there for 5 years, that's still living well above what even the affluent the people of the time were making. So
could these hermits leave at any time, or were they contractually obligated?
They were contractually obligated to play this character on this property. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. That man in particular that answered the call to that ad only lasted a couple of weeks.
Mm.
Now, what happened is he wouldn't get paid a cent unless he followed every rule.
Oh.
So $500,000, and you can lose it by breaking any of those rules. So you'd imagine that somebody in that position where debtors' prisons existed, right, where we're talking Dickensian time period, where there was there was strife, there was poverty anywhere. It was illegal to be poor, essentially. You'd assume that the person who got this position would have done everything to keep it. Well, in this particular one, he lasted only 3 weeks because rather than follow all the rules, the hermit went out drinking and got caught. Okay. So here's the thing. I understand the concept of hermits. I understand the concept of the paid hermitage. I even understand the concept of wanting something enchanted on your property, a character that you could discover, your guests could discover, especially in these big English manor houses. What I want to know and what I need more detail in is what type of person would agree to be a hermit? How do you interview a hermit? Or even another angle would be, if you had that position, why would you risk losing it over a pint?
Crazy. Yeah.
I don't know. Either one of those questions is valid for my class, and I was hoping you could help me out here.
Oh, Reginald, darling. Darling.
Yes.
Reginald.
What? Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Reginald, I'm so bored in our extravagant estate. I don't even know where our children are. They're with Nanny somewhere, but it's so boring here. What can we do to liven it up? I mean, we could go to our other houses, but that's boring too.
Yes, it's almost like we're stuck in our own prisons.
Reginald, it's so true.
Now, Betty, I have heard through the grapevine that you can cast people almost as actors to play a hermit on your property.
I like cocktail parties or whatever. Reginald, we've heard. Yes. We've done it. Cocktail parties, yes, right? Is that what you're talking about?
You know, except they live here, dear.
What? What?
They live on the property, and you can wander across their beaten path from time to time.
Reginald, I'm sitting up for the first time in 3 weeks. We can have a hermit come and stay on our property, and we can discover them. And now, our guests could discover. Oh, can we hunt them? I mean, this is all brand new. Look, I'm a little dizzy. I've sat up for the first time.
and we can put whomever we wish into this point. And we have very strict rules, you see, much like Sir Walter Disney. Make sure they do not stray from them.
Right. Yes. Sure. Don't stray. Sure. Good. Should I write these down, darling?
Absolutely.
Chambermaid, can you ring the little dingy dangy? Oh, here it is.
You call, ma'am?
Yes. Lucille, yes, ma'am. Darling, could you please take these notes down? We're talking about a hermit friend. Okay, go ahead, Reginald. Go ahead.
First and foremost, no cutting of the fingernails.
No, or hair. May I add hair?
The fingernails or the hair?
Absolutely.
I cannot write, of course, ma'am and sir, but I will etch it in my memory, which is like a steel trap.
God, sir. Rather.
You're good for something.
Fine. Many things, as you said last night, sir.
Oh, Lucille?
Yes, ma'am.
Go away.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll talk about that later, Regina. First off, I will write it down. Leave your pen, Lucille. Thank you.
Let's have our butler do it. Butler!
Yeah, you as for me, sir? Oh, sorry, I thought you were the other butler.
Sorry, we come in pairs. There's two of us in this house.
Yes.
Head butler.
Yes.
Well, we each have a butler, so it makes sense that you come.
Right, Bob.
We would like you to take notes.
All right, I shall hold the pad, and the other butler will hold the pen.
Yes, it would be my pleasure.
Very good.
All right, so we have... Go ahead, Reginald. Go ahead, darling.
Now, we have long nails. Do not cut nails and do not cut your hair.
Do not cut it. We shall give them water.
Did someone call for a butler?
Oh,
look
Lord.
Who it is.
Hello.
Oh, you guys are here already.
Yes. The master and the missus no longer want us to cut our hair or fingernails.
No, darling. This isn't for you. You may sit in the third butler.
My three butlers. I love it.
Yes, my three butlers.
We just need one hermit, you see, and that's what we're working towards.
Yes, we're going to add someone to the family, darling.
Ma'am, excuse me, I brought you your hermit.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, very good.
So, you just asked for a hermit, a cookie.
Oh, I love those biscuits.
All right, Lucille, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Lucille, darling, thank you so much. These are delicious. Could you get me a spot of tea to go with it? And one for Reginald as well. Actually, for all the three butlers, too. Just a big pot.
Oh, thank you. That'd be lovely. Yes, thank you, ma'am.
All right, okay. All right, everyone, listen to your sire. Go ahead, Reginald, darling. Take it.
So I think we've gone over the first rule quite well
enough.
Yes,
many times.
Yes. So moving on to rule number next is no public drinking. No.
Yes, No going out of your cave or your crevice. Or
I mean, for God's sakes. You're a hermit.
You're a hermit, darling. Yes.
You
can't see anyone. Okay, you live alone. We'll give them water, right, darling?
Right,
because that would be inhumane of us.
Right.
We might as well be French.
Okay. Ugh.
And then we'll give them we'll give them your camlet robe.
Yes. Oh, definitely. We will.
Because we don't want them to be groveling in poverty. I mean, come on. We might as well give them suits.
They have a role to play.
Oh, you like playing roles, don't you, sire?
Sure, Lucille, bring them, darling. Go ahead, bring them too. All right, so butlers, do we have that written down? Great. Okay, so our wanted hermit ad, Reginald, correct me if I'm wrong, darling, and you, I know you will.
Shall I read the list, Mum? So, none of the cleanliness. You must not leave your cave. You must stay on the property. You must be a hermit. And the master enjoys role-playing.
Reginald, I feel like that covers it, you darling.
Yes. Indeed. All right. Let's place that ad and
send it to the papers.
Send it to the papers. Yes.
Lucille, yes, ma'am. Please run this to the papers, darling.
Yes, ma'am, right away, ma'am.
It's 11 o'clock at night, but here's a lantern. You'll be fine.
Chop, 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 chop.
Cut to 3 weeks later.
Oh, what's that? Oh, Reginald, this might be one.
We have three butlers, dear. Why can't one of them get the door?
I know, you're right. I'm just so excited, darling.
Yes, hello.
Hi there. I'm a struggling actor from the United States.
Yes, the masters will see you. They're up in their study.
We must not appear too anxious.
All right, yes. Oh, Reginald, sorry.
Sir and Mum, we have an interviewee for the position.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm a struggling actor from the United States. And I saw your ad, and it seemed like the role of a lifetime. Where can I get started?
Reginald, darling, I'll let you take it first, of course, man of the house.
Before we move too quickly, could you please share your theatrical experiences with us? Tell us why you are the actor for this role.
Yes, do.
Oh, sure, yeah. So I have played a pauper. I have played a street urchin. I have played a homeless scumbag. I have played a child laborer. I have played a down on his luck sailor. I have played Julius Caesar in a production of Shakespeare.
Reginald, if I may.
Please do.
Okay. Sir, are you willing to adhere by the rules that we have requested of you to, for instance, not cut your hair or your nails, nor go out in public?
Yeah, that all sounds good, but I can pop around to the pub and grab a pint every now and then, right?
No, that's incorrect, darling. You're a hermit. You may not leave the grounds. Is that clear?
So I could...
We need you Daniel Day-Lewis-ing this. We need you completely in the role.
Oh. Yeah. Sir, I played a pauper for several weeks. You can trust me to be the most professional actor you've ever hired.
Thank you so much, darling. If you leave your resume on the...
Oh, there's the French again.
Yes, you love how I say on the, you know, doorstop on your way out, we will be in contact.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right. Please bring in the next one. Oh my goodness, he wanted to go out to the pub. What is that?
Yes, Mum, the next interviewee is here.
Oh, great. Next one. Send him or her in.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here about the job.
You are. You're here for the Hermitage.
I'm here about the Hermitage.
Now, please tell us, my lady and myself, why you think you would fit well as a hermit on our estate.
Yes, please.
I've had many people tell me that I have no life at all, and I figured if I was going to have no life at all, I should have no life at all and get paid for it.
He is disgusting.
Yes, he is certainly off-putting. Yes, so far so good.
Sir, have you washed in many days?
Oh, no, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Oh, really?
It's been some months since I last bathed.
Oh, that's promising.
I don't use any of those body sprays they use these days either.
Oh, I'd hope not, sir. Not a hermit.
Now, Allow a little bit of a, I don't know, let's say role play here. say I'm one of our guests, and I just come sauntering around, and I see you as the hermit on this estate, and I say, dear sir, are you a hermit on this estate?
Oh, you
play the hermit. Darling,
yes, I am a hermit on this estate.
Oh, darling, it's so scary.
Yeah, you're quite a sight, my friend. How about you and I go out for a pint?
I think a pint sounds wonderful, but it's against the rules. I probably shouldn't.
Oh, come on. The Lord of the Manor would not mind, I'm sure.
So, what if your lady likes you to come for a pint?
But you are the lord and lady of the manor. I can't go out for a pint with you.
Oh, for Christ's sake. It's called role-playing.
Oh, role-playing. I forgot. Sorry.
Oh, did someone say role-play? Sir, did you want me to bring the gag and whip?
Just give us a few minutes, Lucille.
Yes, sir.
Lucille, go let's have a tea, please, to refresh her, if you will. Yes. Make yourself busy, darling.
A plate of rolls would be nice.
Yes. Go see that first applicant and see if he's still interested in the job.
I'm still here, miss.
I know. It's an interview process, darling. We're just...
Oh, I think you should consider anybody else, especially when I'm right here. It's kind of rude. Well, I'm a hermit.
Betty.
Oh, I do like how you're being grouchy about it. Reginald, that is quite nice. He is playing the role.
He seems to be...
Hi, Amir, I'll spit on you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Reginald.
He's no Daniel Day-Lewis. He is...
Actually, my name is Day Daniel Lewis.
Day Daniel, I do believe, and Betty, please let me know if I'm off base, but I do believe that you have won the spot of our corner of our filthy heart, and you shall be our hermit.
And you shall now be known by Hermit of our Yorkshire.
Oh, say honest.
Honest? Yeah, I'll say that.
Oh, just one question before I accept your offer. How much does it pay?
Excuse me?
Oh, that's a great question. We forgot to even go over the logistics. Lucille, what?
So sorry to interrupt, ma'am, but I heard you had made a hire. Where do you want me to put these 700 guinea pigs? They're biting me all over and they're rather nasty.
Guinea pigs? I love guinea pigs.
Get off me, darling. We little bastards.
Oh, put them in a pen. We'll feed them to the hermit.
Yes, ma'am.
Lovely.
Delightful.
Yes. Well, honey, put them in the past maid's quarters. Just lock the door.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now that I've accepted your offer, let's go down to the tavern and have a pint, eh?
It didn't even last 2 weeks. Let's bring back the American.
Wow. Thank you all so much. Now, I guess I didn't realize how ingrained into the class system of that time period this position was. Thank you for your insight.
Hey. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, did we skip the orgy scene or what?
Yeah, it got real close though. Yeah,
it's kind of weird. Cigar. That.
I don't know. There was a ball gag, so
there was a ball gag at this time.
Yeah.
Hey, Roderick, I'm glad you met me here. Now that my car's fixed, you know, and we're not riding together. Art is anal, and they have those beignets that you like. I thought that we could meet here.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, man.
I can eat them all day. I can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, they're good, right? Listen, we got some police business to talk about, all right? So I got you a frosted filled, a jelly filled, and a jelly double frosted filled. Because I figured that, like, whatever, you'd like all those, right? Is that okay? And I got you a black coffee, extra black with cream. Right?
All right. That's a good start.
I know you. All right, bro. I got my tea. Okay. So, I've been hearing some rumors around town. I think that what we're going to do right now, we're going to stake out Art is Anal Bakery. Right? And we're going to listen. I've heard some scatter talk about some hermits. I've heard some scatter talk about some underground happenings going on. And I think that what we need to do here is a little reconnaissance.
You hear a lot of scatter talk, don't you?
Hey, I got a scatter talk radio for Christmas. It was given by my nephew, George, and it is just the best thing. You want to check it out? Check it out. Look at this thing. Scatter talk.
Oh, yeah. I just have the power button here, yeah?
Yeah, right. Now hold it up to you.
Yeah, I tell you, Hiram, this thing works wonders. There's definitely some guy out there in the woods.
You were right about so many things. You gotta be right about this.
That's crazy.
What'd you hear? What'd you hear?
Two guys talking about the Balderdash Pond Hermit.
Oh, God. Okay, let's... Okay, right in there. Yep, writing this down. My pen is poised. All right, hold it up to your ear now. There's got to be something. There's got to be something else. I heard something about... there was something about some shoes. Some sort of shoes and some spider web. I'm not sure what it was. I couldn't figure it out. Can you just try and get reception, turn your head, and take a bite of the bayonet at the same time and see what happens?
I'm just going to stand on the table here.
Yeah. That's right, Philippe. If you could go down to the Foot Locker, I need new chucks in size 39.
Wow. I didn't know they made them that big.
What do we just... Yo, Roderick, spill the beans, Ben, but say quietly. What did you hear?
This
I can't hear what you...
For a Foot Locker, and
that's
a size 39.
That's what I heard, too. Here, give me that thing. Give me that thing. Give me my scatter talk radio. Let me see. All right, I'm going to go. Hold on. Let me turn to the right. Now, here, be ready to write this down when I tell you if something happens.
I got my pen ready.
Jimmy, apparently he just wants to try to find a dog that can sniff sulfur. I need you to bring one up.
Roderick, somebody's looking for a dog that can sniff sulfur. We got something about sulfur going on, all right? We got what? Some shoes, we got some Foot Locker, we got a hermit, we got these delicious bayonets. And we got, there's something cooking here in Balderdash County.
I think I'm going to have to break out my CSI kit again.
I would say so.
Hey, how's it going?
Let me put it away, hide it.
Hey, digging those beignets?
Act natural.
I've been doing them all day. It looks like I've been snorting coke. Nope. Beignets.
Oh, yeah, because we'd arrest you for that.
Hey, is that a scatter talk?
No, cool, no, man. It's not. Nah, it's just a Walkman. What? Yeah, it is.
Oh,
okay, you got me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing fake mustaches? Are you doing something cool? Like a stakeout?
Yeah, no, it's to
Very
keep the bayonet
cool,
dust
guys.
Off. Yeah, to keep the bayonet dust off, you know? Uh-huh. Gotta like, then you peel it off and look. Nothing there, right? You want one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it'll keep your nose clean.
Yeah. I'm a regular parole.
Hey,
I got a PT Cruiser full of dogs. I gotta get back to the station.
Boomer, you're crazy.
I'll get you later, man. Try those beignets.
Boomer's the best, man. Yeah, he's a little too clever, though. No one's got the mustaches. I had to cover that up. I covered that up good, right?
Hello, officers. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, customers. I just wanted to bring over some complimentary beignets for your undercover searchings here. I just wanted to say we are all feeling very, very safe here at Arda's Anal today, and we're just really thankful that you're here. So don't mind me. You can put your mustaches back on. Here's some free beignets.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Broderick, it's great. I think maybe our cover is blown.
I think so, too. I think so, too, bud. You know, let's just, let's fess up and pay the bill, and let's get on our way, because I think we got some hot leads.
I got it this time.
Aw, you.
Gosh, is someone looking for a dog from Disney World?
What? I believe I just heard Goofy on our scatter radio. We gotta get out of here. This is a hot tail. Hot tail, Roderick. Hot tail.
Hot tail.
Thanks for coming, officers. I mean, customers.
Anytime. Here to serve and protect and also solve mysteries.
You got that right.
I
I don't know if I'm smelling sulfur, cheese, or feet.
I smell all kinds of gross. I don't know. I just keep following gross at this point. I don't. We ow! What did I step on? God, that hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here it is. It looks like it's in here.
Sorry about the smell, guys. It's my breath.
What?
Hello? I'm kind of a demon. I got demon breath. That's kind of a thing.
Where are you?
Sorry. Where are my manners? Welcome to Foot Locker. Oh, wait, sorry. I have a new directive. F off, bastards. And how can I not help your feet today?
You cannot help us by turning a light on.
Yeah, I don't.
We don't see in the dark.
Okay, let me light this torch.
Oh, that's bright.
Wow, my eyes hurt.
Yep, behold, Foot Locker.
Karen, we're in a Foot Locker.
Like it legit is. Okay, taking notes. Veritas Prep is going to die about this.
Lady, you don't have any shoes on. I think I can help. Or not
Hot Coal decided he... No, wait, demon number one. God, I don't even remember this. I've been in here for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Karen, I'll clear this up so we don't get
Thank
confused.
Thank you, Eckhart. Thank you.
What is your name, Foot Locker?
Oh, what's my name?
Yes.
Well, it's not pronounceable in your language, so let's just say ampersand.
Thank you, ampersand.
Ampersand.
Yes. Ampersand. Okay. It's more eight of a legs. Feeling. That's what we should call you. Ampersand eight legs.
Right. It's like ampersand eight legs.
And I know you take Amex, right? Of course you take Amex. You're a demon.
Mm-hmm. I only take Amex. That's all I take.
That explains so much. Mm-hmm.
So this is extremely convenient. I would love to put some shoes on my feet.
Okay, well, you're in the right place.
It looks...
Unfortunately, our supplies are limited, being the Dante's third level of hell here. So,
always my
unfortunately, we don't guarantee a fit, but we guarantee comfort. So,
I'll take it. That's great. Thank you.
Great. Here, I have this vulcanized rubber... sulfuric acid jogger for you.
Looks Edgar, like what do you think about this one?
It's a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if I do this?
Oh, that's much better. It looks less like talons.
Mm-hmm. I recommend your feet do not sweat in these because the sulfuric acid will eat off the three layers of your epidermis. So.
Oh. I would love to see what you have in non-Scandinavian.
Good call. Very mm-hmm. good call.
Well, that would leave... can we put these back on the shelf? All right, well, you're in luck. These are on clearance.
Oh,
yeah.
Have a good deal.
Are you part of the Foot Locker Club? Because if you're part of the club, you get an extra 5%. Are you one of our email friends? Are you on our list?
Of course. Yes. Of course. Yes.
Excellent.
And,
I mean,
and
terrible.
A frequent,
sucks.
Frequent runner.
It.
Yeah.
Sorry. According to my new directive, I have to add 25% on to these shoes. Sorry. I'm trying to get the hell out of here.
Karen, I got this. You have Thanks, to Edgar. Add 25%?
Well, I'm angling for a promotion.
Thank you so much, because I just need an additional $5, and then I break into the cash back on my Amex card. So
excellent. See, it's a win-win, really.
Yeah. You are giving us the best customer service I think I've received in this dungeon.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. No, please.
You're great.
Don't tell anybody.
We should tell everyone.
Because, no, don't tell anybody, please.
Well, I really want that cash back. So I mean, the worst thing you could possibly do is say, give us these shoes for free, because then I wouldn't get that cash back. You'd be costing me money by giving it to us for free.
Boy, it's just a hard place, but I'm going to have to look out for number one, and that's me being a demon. I'm going to do what's most selfish right now, and I'm giving you these little bastards for free.
Oh, no, don't. No.
Yeah, no. No. You take these shoes and you get the hell out of my store.
I'm going to lace these up right
now. I never
want
to see you again. Lace you these. Don't have a nice day, and I hope you trip over your shoelaces.
Karen, those aren't even the flesh-eating kind.
Oh, these are the worst shoes ever.
Not even Velcro.
That is the last time I come to a subterranean footlocker.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you where the Satan split you.
Yeah, hey, Ampersand Eight Arms, one last question.
Yo.
Are you only under Balderdash Academy? Is Balderdash Academy like your one place that you are?
Wow. I'm a demon, so I can kind of bilocate, trilocate, quadrilocate. I'm also a doppelganger sometimes. And also, I moonlight as a poltergeist, but most of the time I hang out here. Once I get this increase in pay, I'm going to the third avenue location in New York
Got
City.
It. So what you're saying is Balderdash Academy has a basement full of demons in hell.
Okay.
Yes. Veritas Prep is going to love this.
Yeah.
Up yours. Bye.
Up yours too. I can't believe that worked, Karen.
These shoes are dope.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.